Recording started.
Welcome to the call, everybody. This is the Monday night Relive call for the UK, and sometimes it's called a business builders call, but it's really for everyone. And if this is your first time on the call, you are doubly welcome. You're in for a treat tonight. We have some great stories, and you're very welcome to the call. So again, if this is your first time, Relive is a food science company in its 31st year. It has amazing nutritional products, and along with that comes an amazing business opportunity, which you will hear about tonight. You'll hear the real-life stories about how that works out in reality. And there's also a Colloquist Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the company, which just shows what a big heart the company has. It's just not just for people who can afford the products, but it also helps those who are just more disadvantaged than ourselves as well. So I am going to stop talking now because everyone has dialed in to hear the great stories tonight. So our first speaker on the call is Elizabeth Martin in Glossop. So Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'd be happy to share. I'm not originally from Glossop, but I love the fact that we live here now. Been in the UK 10 years. My husband and I have 4 children. And when I heard about Relive, it was in 15 years ago in Chicago. I was tired all the time. I was having migraine headaches several times a month. I was having a lot of IBS problems and allergies. And the allergies meant I used an air purifier. It was not something I could just be without. I remember feeling like life was just hard all the time. I had to be very careful what I ate because 15 foods made me break out in hives. And I was just really fed up. I remember trying taking supplements and none of them really helped or seemed to make any difference. Well, within 3 months on Relive, I was not only able to go on a 43-mile hike with my husband, but I was also not having any of my allergy symptoms. I didn't get my stomach aches when I ate dairy products, and I couldn't believe that I just had such a strong immune system and I wasn't getting those migraine headaches. So I have had 4 children using these products over the years. I've been able to literally climb small mountains every day as a full-time mom, and I cannot imagine what life would be like without Relive.
Your story is so amazing, Elizabeth, and I know that it will give a lot of people a lot of hope, especially with allergies at this time of year. There's so many people that are bothered with them. Elizabeth, could you go on, if you don't mind, and just share, I think we'll get everyone to share just what happened to you when you shared about these products with other people?
Yeah, sure. So within 3 months, I was seeing such great results, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I was excited to help some people. I said I could send them to my friend who helped me, or maybe I could have a business. And the reason we were so positive about the whole idea was that we had heard so many great stories, and we'd also seen people's lives change through their income as well. And I had always thought, wouldn't it be amazing to have a business to do from home, never dreaming that Relive would be that business. Within the first several months, I was making a couple $100s every month, and that grew as I put more time in. That doubled. The highest month I've had when I've been working this very part-time is £1,400, which is close to $1,800 in the States. But what's been such a gift, really, is to have friends all around the world and to be able to have an impact on people's lives in a way that I never could have imagined. So I love the purpose that I have when I share Relive, but also I love the connections, and I really do appreciate the way the company rewards us for sharing what we love and having a passion for it. So I'll never stop sharing Relive.
That is so true, Elizabeth. Relive do really treat their distributors very well, and it's just for helping other people. That's where the focus is. And thank you so much for sharing that, Elizabeth. Can I just check, has David Innes come on the line yet? Nope.
He said he's coming, Rachel. So he's got the numbers now. So he should be here any minute. But maybe
okay.
You should go ahead and have Jeff share.
Yeah, maybe we should. Jeff, well, I'll just check again. Has David come on before we get? David, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you're there. Just in time. Thank you very much, David. That is great. Thank you for coming on the call. All the way from the States, and we really appreciate your time and everything. So if you could go ahead and share for everybody your whole story, your health and business, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, I apologize for being behind here on my time here. I had a call come in that distracted me. But anyway, my name is David Ennis. I am from, or I should say I currently live in the Washington, D.C. area. I've been around Relive for over 14 and a half years, and I started because I watched my mom get life-changing results with eczema, which was so dramatic that I got, jumped on the shakes myself and started because I was tired of getting sick all the time. I was coming down with chronic severe sore throats and getting sick 5 to 8 times a year. I was really struggling and suffering from that my whole childhood, and my first 2 weeks of drinking the shakes, I was sleeping through the night, waking up rested, having tons of energy all day long. I felt great. And 6 months drinking the shakes, I found that if I had any pre-cold symptoms, for me it's a certain feeling in the back of my throat, what I would do is I'd double my shakes. I'd drink 4 a day instead of the basic 2. Half the times that happened, guys, it knocked it out in its tracks. And I didn't have to go through with that sickness. So that was really significant to me because there was never anything I could do in the past to ward off an impending sickness. So that really gave me the conviction that stuff was helping me. So I kept on going. 2 years, I was only coming out of the weather once or twice a year with a minor sore throat that would only last 1 to 3 days long. I kind of plateaued at that rate, and for the next 6 years, or I should say 6 years later, Rita discovered Winovich. They added that compound to the formulation, and it was somewhere between that and some directed prayer, and I can excitedly and proudly say that I have not been sick with one of those sore throats now in over 5.5 years. And today my immune system is so strong, I don't even think about having it double up on my shakes anymore. I feel great. I can't seem to get myself sick. I'm just so grateful for that. I also had some digestive challenges on and off that I was plagued with as a child. That went away. I had some joint pain in my hands from playing guitar and riding dirt bikes. All that went away. And I've used it for athletic and work performance and recovery. And just my body works so much better when I use this stuff. So I will be drinking this stuff for the rest of my life because I want to take the very best care of my health for the rest of my life. And the time that Relive came into my life was really remarkable because I was graduating high school, getting ready to go off to college, looking at career professions to pursue. I was looking at mechanical engineering. I was also considering medicine, but neither of those professions offered what I was really looking for, and that was autonomy and freedom, time freedom. And also what I was looking for was a residual income, a career that would generate and produce a residual income. So I ended up changing my majors to entrepreneurship. I was aware of the Relive business, but I wasn't certain if that was what I wanted to do as like a career. I knew I was going to tell people about it and share it for the rest of my life because of what it had done for myself and my family, but I wanted to look at all my options. So I ended up evaluating Relive during my studies and comparing them to different corporations and business models, and I was blown away by the integrity of this company, the caliber of the people that founded it, that started it. They were still in the business to that day and to this day even still. And I was just impressed with the caliber of those people and the integrity of it and the heart. I saw a heart like I had never seen in any other company, so that really attracted me. I found that basically from my studies that this was a company worth working for and a business worth investing in. And my very first month, I made $300 helping out friends and family, and for the next 2 years, working part-time 2 to 4 hours a week, I averaged about $500 a month, just helping out, again, friends and family, generating stories with people all around the country. And in September, I moved to the D.C. area, got serious, realized this place is expensive. And I didn't have a job, and I didn't want to get a job. So I decided, you've had this business this long. Let's put it to the test. Let's go to work. Let's do what your sponsors have been teaching you to do, and let's do it. So November 1st, I totaled up all my activity from October, and I realized that I made $2,300 that month, which was more than what my goal was. I was very, very excited about that. And then a week into November, I get a a call from Karen Pinnock, who is the president's wife of the company, calling to congratulate me for getting the level of key director and for getting first place in the nation, for having the top volume in the country of United States. And I was just blown away because that month, she said, had a $3,000 bonus check coming in the mail. So $5,300 that month, I decided to sit down and take this thing seriously. I was excited. So the beauty of the story is that I have not had to get a job. They have continued to pay me, and I have been able to enjoy freedom and do something that I love and invest in other people and make a great big business, because I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I absolutely love it, and I will not do anything else.
And you're definitely making a great big business, David Ennis, you definitely are. And I know that your health, even sore throats at this time of year, will definitely help a lot of people. And your business story will definitely encourage a lot of people on this call, if not everyone on this call too. So thank you very much for coming on. And don't worry about being slightly late. You were technically just in time, it could be argued. So thank you very
much, David.
So now we're going to go to the Michigan area, I think, to Jeff, and I'm very excited to hear your story. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's great, Jeff. If you could go ahead and share your story and your son's and all about what Relive has done for you, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm Jeff Davidson from Chicago, Illinois. Just to start off with, when I was a kid, you know, my story is kind of similar to David's, which is kind of ironic. When I was a kid, I would always chronically get, I was born with asthma. I would get sinus infections. I'd get lung infections. I would get upper respiratory infections and pneumonia. And you might want to think that all that's the same, but it's not. Trust me. I would remember weeks on end where I'd get sick and I'd have to miss school because I was just too sick to go to school. I would end up in hospitals constantly. At least twice a year, I would end up with a chest cold or sinus infection or pneumonia. And the only thing that would cure it would be going to the hospital, getting an IV, with the antibiotics, fed IV, to knock it out of me, and then and a lot of medicine and rest, and eventually we get back on my feet, get back out, you know, get back to school. But just the weight of the story, just so you understand, I would go through, like, I would miss birthday parties from friends. I would miss, you know, lots of homework assignments that I have at home constantly. So I'd have to, because I'm always sick, I'd have to stay indoors and do my homework instead of going out and playing with friends. And that would happen from when I was a little kid all the way through high school, college. And then the flash ahead, just to get through the story, about 3 years ago, I ended up in a hospital with double pneumonia. I have high blood pressure. I have asthma. The doctors always said that the reason for the lung infections is because I have a weakened immune system because of my asthma. And the medications I'm on and so forth for the asthma would causes that kind of problem. And then someday, you know, wouldn't be out of the question for maybe a lung transplant or something severe like that might have to take place. So I go through life always scared of that, of having to do that. But more importantly, about 3 years ago, I ended up in a hospital again, and I have three little kids. And my wife in the hospital, she, because my blood pressure, they couldn't regulate my blood pressure. It was 239/119. They couldn't regulate it. They couldn't get the infection down in my lungs. So my wife was really afraid I wasn't going to come home. And long story short, my wife talked to a friend of hers, and she explained what's going on. And besides doing a lot of praying, her friend said, you know, I need you to take a look at what, you know, what I'm doing with a shake company, and I need to show you what we're doing over here. So she kind of explained everything to my wife, but she didn't explain it to me. And I own my own business. Matter of fact, I own two companies. And so I'm constantly working. And so got out of the hospital, got all better. And my wife was like, you gotta listen to Candace, my friend. So I listened to her and I said, oh, you know, I don't need another supplement, is what I said. And then she said, well, it's not what you think, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, you gotta at least listen. Well, you know, I got a whole closet full of supplements that I take on a regular basis. And I spend anywhere from $400 to $500 of supplements, herbs, and over-the-counter medications to help, you know, build my immune system up, build my knock out, you know, any infections and allergies and so forth that's in me, let alone, you know, medications from the doctor and medications from over-the-counter medications, pain medications. So with my blood pressure, when I left the hospital, they put me on 9 blood pressure medications, over 17 pills a day. I had to keep my blood pressure intact. I was on 8 Excedrin a day for my arthritis in my hands, and not to mention sleep medication to go to sleep, and all kinds of other, like, vitamins and supplements and stuff like that too as well. After Candace introduced us to a Tuesday night opportunity meeting. When I went to the meeting, I was really fired up because, like Dave, I seen the business aspect of it. I said, wow, this is, like, going to free up a lot of my time if I could build this business, and I can really have something great here, especially in Chicago, because we have over 3,000 or 3 million people in Chicago, and everybody's always going through drive-thrus. So I'm like, and everybody's got high blood pressure and all kinds of chronic diseases that's going on, chronic conditions that's going on. So I'm like, man, this is going to be a great opportunity for me to really have a nice business, especially reoccurring income as well that I don't have in my other business. So in any case, I came home from the meeting and I'm like, guess what? You know, honey, we have another business. And my wife started crying. She's like, I don't see you now. You work so many hours. Now you have another business. How in the world am I ever going to see you, right? So I'm like, no, this is different. When we build this business, we'll have more time than we ever can imagine, right? So about 4 days later, I get a call from work, and my wife's like, you got to see what they delivered to the house. You got to come home. So I come home, and there's just boxes of the product, and I'm like, well, that's great. It means we went master affiliate, you know? And she's like, well, that's great. She goes, well, you're going to take the product now, right, the shakes? I'm like, no, why would I ever take the shakes? It's the shakes and the product is all for the business. You know, you don't take your own products. What is wrong with you? And so my wife started crying again. I know I have a habit of doing that, right? And she's got upset, and then about 10 minutes passed, she was walking back in, and she goes, listen, she pointed at me, and she says, if you want me to support you in this business, you're going to take the shakes. And I said, okay. So I opened the box up, went in the kitchen, I started taking the shakes, and after about a month, I started seeing major results. I noticed I wasn't taking any more Excedrin during the day. That my pain went away in my hands, my arthritis. I felt more energy than I ever felt before in my whole entire life. And to condense time frames here, since I've been on the shakes, the products from that day forward, I have not been back to the hospital once. I have not had a sinus infection. I have not had a pneumonia. I have not had lung infection, none of that. And I am, I take that back. I did go one time back to the doctor because I did get real dizzy and I fell. And then I went to the doctor and I said, you know, I fell, I got real dizzy. and they reevaluated my blood pressure medication. They found out that my blood pressure medication was too high, and so they had to take me off. They took me off of 5 medications in total out of the 9. So that was remarkable.
That's amazing. So what is that? Is really what it's done for you is incredible. And has the business been just as incredible, Jeff?
Well, I've been so focused. I've been so focused on me. You have to remember, everybody listening, that my life was so in a different direction with constantly getting sick all the time that I wasn't really able to enjoy life. I didn't know life was supposed to be like this before because I just kind of got through the day-to-day of the business. So when I started taking those shakes and it changed me, I got very selfish with the shakes. And I didn't want to share them. And I love, keeping the my immune system was great. Everything was wonderful. So I didn't know that you could feel that incredibly great with it. See, the shakes and the supplements work for everybody else, but they never work for me. And this is the time when actually something did work for me. And that never happens that way. All the stuff I was taking in my closet, all that stuff never worked for me, but everybody else told me it worked for them. So when I finally started taking these shakes and they started working for me and I seen the difference, I was a changed man. It was unbelievable. I had more energy than I ever thought.
I would love to hear more from you, Jeff, and I really would love to hear about your son as well, but we're just running short on time, and we still have to hear an ambassador. So maybe we'll come get you to share another time for your son, but I really appreciate you coming on, Jeff. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight and for your time. Thanks very much.
You can't hear my son's story. It's more amazing.
We'll get you back for that some other time. I'm sorry about that, but thank you very much, Jeff. So we're going to go now to our presidential silver ambassador from the UK here near London. So, Jason, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me, Rachel?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much, Jason, for coming on the call tonight. If you could share with everybody what Relift has done for you and just a wee bit about how important Saturday training is, that would be great, Jason.
Sure. Hi, everybody. As Rachel said, my name is Jason Gregory. I'm from Waltham Abbey in the UK. My background is in business development in IT. I was in a middle management position that was paying me a very good income, but what I'd actually found is that it was taking me away from my family. I was always the type of person to look outside of what I was doing to generate an income because I never, ever wanted to be in a position where an organization could just get rid of me and make me redundant. But I also didn't want to be in a position where my children have all grown up and they hardly know me because I'm always working. And about 12 years ago, my wife had got introduced to the products for a friend. And at the time, she was struggling with anemia, which she'd been struggling with her whole adult life. But she'd gotten these products and got really good results within a couple of weeks. Her energy levels had just shot through the roof, and she wouldn't stop talking to me about them. But we put my daughter on the product who had psoriasis, eczema, and hay fever, and we saw really strong results within 4 weeks when we did that. And that's the thing that really got my attention, Rachel, because I was the skeptical husband, and I was pulling it down to placebo effects and stuff like that. But when I saw what happened to my daughter, I really couldn't put it down to that any longer. And so I got on the product myself, and within about 3.5 months, I got really good results with a digestive condition that I struggled with since a teenager. And that's the thing that caused me to look closely at the company, because I knew based on what I'd seen in my family that I wouldn't have a problem telling people about this. And so after I went to a meeting and I heard more stories, I decided to take this on board from a business point of view and started sharing what happened to my family initially, because that was my point of reference. But within the first 8 weeks, I generated over £1,000, which showed me that this was something I could do to supplement what I was doing. But then what happened is people started to refer other people to me because of their results on the product. And then some of those people decided that they wanted to generate a different income as well. And they decided to join me in the business. And then my check just continued to grow from that point. So all these years down the line, this is what I do now around my family. I'm the dad that drops the kids off and picks them up, probably sport them a bit too much in regards to that. But I've had that free time to do that. I've seen a lot of mums doing that. Didn't see a lot of dads, though. and so I've had that privilege. But I've traveled around the world with the company to places like Hawaii, Monte Carlo, Mexico, Canadian Rocky Mountains. I mean, all over America and Europe, they treat us really well. Best month to date for all forms of income has been just under £10,000. And that residual income that I'm building is available to my children. And so this is something that I will always do. But for me, Rachel, it's like when you can help somebody in their health, their finances, or maybe even both of those areas, and then you can see somebody move from point A to point B, and you know you had a part to play in that process, I get a lot more satisfaction doing that than I ever got when I was in IT. So that's kind of my story in a quick nutshell. But in terms of what you're saying about Saturday training, Saturday training is an intricate part of our business because it's where people get to know the basics. And if you don't know the basics, you're not going to be able to do anything. It's like if you don't have foundation laid on a house, the house is going to fall over. And that's literally what Saturday training does. It allows you to put the reality again in front of people, because it is reality versus opinion. And when you go to the Saturday training, you're going to hear a presenter telling the slides, but you're also going to hear health stories. You're going to hear business stories. And if you went back to that Saturday training the next week, you're going to hear the same slides. Yeah, it may be a different presenter, but it's going to be the same slides. And you're going to hear more health and business. And then the more you go, the same slides you're hearing, but what's happening is your wall of belief is getting built up because you're now making those connections through the stories. And eventually what happens is as you start developing personally, you start taking parts of the Saturday training as well, until it gets to the point where you yourself can take your own Saturday training if you wanted to, because it's really all about personal growth. And as with every element of the system, Saturday training is literally designed to expose people to stories. And so having a live Saturday training is always the best, because that's where you're going to build those relationships. If there's areas that haven't got live Saturday training to go on, then you plug into the other elements of the system until you've got enough local leadership to start your own live Saturday training. But it is a very, very important part of what we do. And the mother of all learning is repetition. So that's why you keep going, you learn the same things, and then you do it yourself. And in this business, it's literally, we're paid to be people connectors, but we're also paid to show people some basic fundamentals of what they can do to go and help somebody else. So that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, if there's anything else specific
that was fantastic, Jason. And I would love to pick out sort of main points about that and what you shared there, because it was powerful stuff. But I know that Lynn is doing a summary tonight. So Lynn, are you there? Could you give us a summary? There was so much in there, it's hard to pick out everything, but could you go ahead and share with everyone?
Yes, sure, Rachel. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
That was some nuggets in there from Jason. That was fantastic, because I got from that our Saturday trainings is where we learn the basics of our business, and it shows us the reality as well as those people that we're introducing to those meetings, the reality of the business. And on all fronts, shows the big picture. And while we're doing that, learning the basics and bringing people to them, it's building our wall of belief and helping them build their wall of belief. And personally, our personal development is going to blossom into leaders, so that we can then take our turns in doing the Saturday training and training new people who are coming in. So it's I agree, very, so very important, Jason, that we have our Saturday meetings are so important for us and integral to doing our business. So that's my summary. I thought it was great. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much, Lynn. That was a great summary and all about building relationships too at Saturday trainings. That was fantastic. So Thank you very much to all our speakers who were on the call tonight. Thank you to Elizabeth and to David and to Jeff. Thank you for your time and for coming on and sharing with everybody tonight. That was a really great call. So whoever pressed the record button at the start, if you could press the same one to stop recording, that would be great. Thank you very much. I think the recording has stopped, so everyone can say bye-bye if they're still on the line there.
Good night, Rachel. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye,
good
bye.
Night, everybody.
James.
Bye.
Bye.
The host has terminated this conference.